Hello, everyone. Welcome to Chicken Talk Online Radio, brought to you in part by Blog Talk Radio. Today is Thursday, December 1st, 2022. I'm your host, Robert Plager, and we're going to be discussing, what are we discussing today? I can't even remember. Forgive me, I just got in. My mom and I have been out all morning shopping for things for my hotel room. Get what notes I wrote yesterday. I got to open them up and see what we're going to be working on. I think we're going to talk about going to chicken auction, if I'm not mistaken. I can't seem to get to my notes, but anyway. So we'll just do that. We'll talk about going to poultry auctions and the benefits about how that might help you with your homestead, and where it'll give you the advantage, and how you might even be able to make some money doing so. So anyway, one of the things that you'll have to learn is anytime you go to a public sale, whether to buy or to sell poultry or small animals of any type, is you know, you've got to get them there safely. And you got to get them there in a well-fed and watered condition. And you want to see that in the animals that you purchase, if that's what your intentions are when you go there. The first thing they'll tell you is how many birds you got in that box. If you got birds in the box at a poultry auction, and they're not concerned about how many birds you got in there. They just want to make sure they're not overcrowded, and so. But you'll notice as you go through the sale floor that people bring birds in boxes and cages and baskets and all sorts of things. But that's just the way things are done at poultry auction or at a tailgate sale. And what you need to keep in mind when you go to one of these sales or auctions is that what you're looking for when you get there, you want to know ahead of time what it is that you are intending to add to your flock. Otherwise, you might end up coming home with a whole truckload of birds just because you thought it might be a neat idea. Check the birds, make sure there's no discharge from their nostrils so that they're not wheezing, and they've got good feather plumage. Small animals, the same thing. Tailgate sales, you generally see the same people every month. They're usually once a month, and you see the same people set up there. They generally have about the same thing every month because they raised it. It's on their farm, and they can tell you all about it. When you go to an auction, you might have dealers that come in and have bought birds from 10 different farms before they got to the auction that morning, and what you buy is what you get. So if the auctioneer tells you you're buying a rooster, that's a black silver lace Wyandotte, and you get home and you find out that you've got a hen that's a bantam old English Cochin, that's what you got. And so that's the rules of an auction. When you go to a tailgate sale, if the seller tells you something, then it's not so that you can generally negotiate with the seller at a tailgate sale. There's benefits of a poultry auction. If you have surplus birds that you cannot sell and you cannot afford to feed for long periods of time, you might have gotten in over your head. You don't want to be cruel to the animals. You can take them to a poultry auction. You pay a 30% commission in most cases. But people that are willing and happy that want the birds will bid on them until they win the bid. And, you'll get the price minus 30% commission. So anyway, I just had a call come in, wanted to make sure it wasn't a caller. So one thing we didn't do this morning, I guess I kind of been in a little bit of a hurry getting the show started since Mom and I have been shopping all morning, but if you guys would like to take a second to call in any items you might have for sale, the guest call-in number is 563-999-3679. You're welcome to call items in for sale. If you want to discuss talking about having an interview for your farm or to pr- presenting an agricultural education presentation, you can call me at 540-280-3107. This show was started to promote chickensforsale.us. That was the intention of starting this show. And the chickensforsale.us is a large educational resource meant to promote the chicken hobby. And, you know, we just need a way of getting the word out. So we started Chicken Talk Online Radio in hopes to do that. Some more things you want to be prepared for, you know, when you're going to these sales. If you're not just bringing birds in that you're having to make sure are well packed into the crates and boxes to be presented at the auctions, you want to make sure you have plenty of crates and plenty of boxes to take your birds home in. If you're not there to sell, you want to make sure you have them there for buying purposes as well. There's nothing worse than to be coming home from the auction and a box blow open and you have about three peacocks running down the interstate heading for the woods, because you'll probably never see those birds again other than in your rearview mirror just after you notice they fluttered off the back of your vehicle. So you'll often find that, you know, it's competition between the same people almost at every sale when you go to an auction. There's generally about 10 or 15 people that like to buy a lot. And if there's something you want and you really want and one of the regular buyers is already interested in it, you can just about bet you're going to have to pay a premium to get what you want. That's good for the seller because, you know, after their 30%, they're still going to get a good check. But, you know, you might pay a bit more for that bird than you normally would if you would have bought it at a tailgate sale. So the nice thing about tailgate sales, in most cases, it's either free to set up and sell your birds, or it's a flat rate of about $10 per parking space in order to set up and sell your birds. Most tailgate sales, like I said, were held on a monthly basis. They're usually sponsored by a poultry club. Here in Virginia, the big one that sponsors most of ours is Pet Chickens of Virginia. You know, they had a big website at one time they were maintaining, and I'm not sure if they've been able to keep that up, but they're still hosting a lot of tailgate sales throughout the year. I think maybe they're using the Facebook platform to communicate the dates and locations of those sales. So might want to check on that and kind of keep up with it. There's lots of opportunities out there to buy and sell birds. Just try not to make that the intention of your homestead. You might change course real quick of your idea of how you wanted to learn about agriculture and practice agriculture on your homestead. It can be an addictive hobby getting into the poultry business and dealing in it. And if you're not a licensed dealer, you can get in over your head real quick because you don't have the support and resources to maintain your flock. So something else that I thought of yesterday that I thought maybe we could try to get into if we had a chance was there's different times during the year that, you know, the weather gets extremely hot or extremely cold. We've passed the extremely cold part, but the extremely hot part. And, you know, when you're going to these auctions and sales and it's extremely hot, you want to make sure no matter what you do, even if it's a tuna can, you've got it in a cage or in a box with that bird and that you're offering it water. On a hot day, a bird does not have a way to cool itself off when it's cooped up in a cage or a box. And if it doesn't have access to water at some point, it's going to end up getting a condition called, let's see, what's that called? I can't quite think of it. I'm not a veterinarian, but anyway, they will aspirate. Yeah, I think that's the word. And before long after aspiration, they'll probably end up dying right in the box from heat exhaustion or heat stroke. And so You know, you just want to make sure these birds have water. They're kept cool in the back of your truck. Put a tarp over them. Do the same coming home from sales. If you bought birds, put a tarp over them. You don't want rain getting on your birds, and you don't want the sunshine beating them to death either. Folks, that's about all the time we've got for today's show. It's winter time. Make sure you're keeping your water broken and unthawed when you can. Keep that feed and grit available. And remember to call in for your guest sales if you've got any. And remember, Chicken Talk Online Radio brought to you by chickensforsale.us. Take care. Have a nice day. Bye.